When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2. Hey guys, this is the Speaking Podcast. We're speaking weddings today. My name is Jessica Gibson with my co-host, Kristen Accardi. And today we are joined by House of Cupcakes.
Hi guys.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For being here. Ronnie and Rage, and where's Ruthie?
She's at the store. She got a big cookie order she's working on, so she could not make it with us today,
unfortunately. She's here in spirit.
Nice. All right.
I just have to say, I am so hungry because
you guys
walked in with delicious cupcakes.
They had nice little mini cupcakes.
Oh, I know.
Go have one of those. They're
you know
tiny.
What's perfect? Because I am on a wedding diet.
Yes.
I am getting married in 9.5 months. But I woke up this morning. I was like, you know what? If they bring cupcakes, there's no wedding diet today.
Yeah.
And then you brought in mini cupcakes.
We did.
I'm cool with that.
I didn't want to like interrupt the conversation you guys were having before we started recording, but you were talking about the horror. What was it? Your horror festival?
Yes.
Horror weddings.
Yes. Yeah. So my fiance and I run a horror convention. It's called New Jersey Horror Con.
Yeah.
And you guys were saying that you made horror themed cupcakes before.
Yeah. Quite often we actually get, you know, all these requests for them.
So it's not even on Halloween for a Halloween party?
No, not at all.
Just whenever, you know.
Because a lot of, you know, people are into many different things. And, you know, we do a lot of cakes. We did like the 6-inch cakes. We do Frankenstein, werewolf, you know, all types of stuff. You know, bloody brains, fingers, ears. They wanted on the last one we just did recently.
That is so cool.
And they're for weddings. And I don't know if they dressed up in costume like that at the wedding, but that would be pretty cool if they did.
You don't get pictures afterwards?
No, they send them. Sometimes we do. But, you know, we just kind of do our thing and move on. And
absolutely.
I didn't send any of my wedding vendors pictures now that I say that.
I actually, that's a question I wanted to ask. I mean, when people come to you and they're like, okay, like, this is the idea we have. I mean, is this like a fresh slate? Like, do you present things to them or are they?
Oh, absolutely. We'll do. Sometimes we'll get 30, 40 emails back and forth.
Yeah.
And we'll actually make up samples. We'll send them pictures and they could come in and even look at it. They'll taste things. We do everything.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What do you guys call it on Instagram?
House of Cupcakes Official.
Ooh. Okay.
It should be, yeah.
So your locations in New Jersey are Princeton, East Brunswick, and Clifton.
And Clifton,
That's correct. And then, of course, Bill's favorite, Saudi Arabia, he's going to fly out there one day and visit.
And go visit.
And you guys mentioned on air that your location in Saudi Arabia, I'm not going to lie, maybe I'm really dumb, but I didn't know that Saudi Arabia was dry.
No, I didn't.
It is.
There's no alcohol.
No.
I didn't know that.
No.
So it's beneficial for you guys to be out there.
Yeah, that's like their drug. Sweets are their
drug. That's their go-to.
Sweets are a really big thing out there.
Sweets my drug. I tell you that right now.
So you're just dying right now with all the cupcakes.
I am. I really want to go out of the studio and go grab one.
Yeah, we brought cookies in today, too. I think some St. Patrick's cookies. We even bought dog treats, too, because we do them on the... We sell them in the store. We sell pup cakes. We do dog bones now. And it's coated. It looks... Everyone asks. It's a carob chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dog-friendly chocolate coating.
Oh, okay.
Because everyone asks, my dog can't have chocolate, but it's not.
Of course. And for all sizes, because my dog's really, really tiny, but he would probably love that.
Yeah, we have a couple dogs, too, so.
Yeah.
Like five, but.
A couple. Just a couple.
And then you also have the food trucks.
Yes.
So you can be anywhere, not just your brick and mortar stores.
Yeah, we're going to be everywhere with those. It's really blowing up now. We're even parking just in certain areas now.
Yeah.
And like even during
like
the week
even if
now.
It's not a festival or
absolutely,
something.
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere.
Cool.
A lot of weekday stuff now,
what
too.
Spots? Like, do you update it on your Instagram? How do people know?
Yeah, we do. On Instagram, we put out a schedule every week now.
Okay.
And then people can actually order special orders. They'll call the store and we'll bring them to that location for them so they can pick them up there so they don't have to travel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
March 14th, Haverford Middle School.
Ron, I am back.
Sorry.
Glad you guys started. Ron, my question, I really want to, I'm back to Saudi Arabia. And I loved, Rage, what you said on the air, on the broadcast, that like, you know, this whole idea, we talk about sugar, like that's, if you don't, you know, alcohol, they're very strict with their diets in Muslim countries. So sugar is it. So here's the question. How do you do quality control in Saudi Arabia? How'd you find a guy to say, I'll run the truck?
They kind of found us, you know, for their store there years ago. We were at a franchise thing years ago, and they kind of found us, and we went back and forth for probably 2 years. Then the guy finally said, you know, I want to roll this out. And they're involved in Chuck E. Cheese out there, so they have all the shipping, and they own a Chuck E. Cheese out there. It's like 70,000 square feet.
It's huge.
I don't know if it's because
it's got cheese in Saudi Arabia. I love it.
I don't know if it's because I'm watching Sopranos right now, but I just assume they sent their cousin out there.
That's it. It works like the Sicilians. We said you got to send a member of the family out there.
But it is all family, actually. It's pretty funny.
It's all family.
And they came over and they were with us for months. They trained here, you know, with the baking and then the, you know, we even brought they even shipped their water here because water's a big thing, you know, just like it is with pizza and baking.
All right. You know what? I have a story about water. Mm-hmm. So for a time, I wanted to go to Ghana. That has now passed. But I'll tell you why. Because we did this story on a pizza place, a New York City pizza place, that they opened to franchise a truck that they put in Ghana, and they started shipping water from New York City. Because obviously the pizza, it's all about the water. Remember that?
Were you
with me on that? You were on that.
But then I found out the pizza place was more of like a chain restaurant pizza.
Yeah, so, I know. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't either.
I just remember being fascinated by a New York City pizza place in Ghana.
New York City water is delicious. Their tap water. So I can see why they did that.
Because we have friends in Texas, too, and they say that the water is just bad. They have no, like, the bakeries. They're all, everything's very dry.
It's like
there.
Bread's not good.
There's
nowhere else.
Did they ask you to ship them their water?
They're like, oh, bring us stuff. Bring us stuff.
They just moved out there. They had a food truck here, and him and his wife just retired, and they moved out to Texas. And he said, we can't find any. They were just here. They came visit, and we hook them up before they leave. We give them a bunch of dozen.
Yeah, we give them to take home and freeze.
Nice.
Do you ship?
We're starting to do that now, yeah. The cookies are going to ship much easier. We're getting into that now.
The cupcakes
are a little difficult because you have to deep freeze them. And, you know, you got to make sure they get where they're going, when they're going, you know, that kind of thing.
Can you send them, listen to me, I'm going to give advice now. Can you send them, like, separated so people can decorate their own? Like, send the frosting?
We have done that. We have done that before.
What is that cake? Because I walked out of the room to grab cupcakes. What is the decorating event that you guys talked about on the radio? Because I didn't want to, like, make the conversation come full circle and repeat it.
And it's funny, because the last time you guys were here, you had told me, that night, I think you were going to...
Yeah, we go almost every month there now.
This is the coolest thing.
Larita Winery in New Egypt.
Okay.
So you know how you go and you go to these places, you paint and you drink wine, and it's, like, so much
fun.
So
it's not at your bakery.
It's at Larita Winery.
Oh, we do things at our bakery as well, but it's just too many people, because it's usually the classes are about 60 people, and they fill up pretty quick.
Wow.
I am all about this.
Yeah.
Going to drink wine and learning how to decorate cupcakes.
We usually do the theme. Whatever. Like I said, we did St. Patrick's last night, and we'll pick 6 cupcakes and we decorate them. We walk them through the steps.
So when's your next one?
April. It's going to be in April. We're doing 14th, an Easter theme there.
Maybe.
I won't be back.
It's on the website. It's on Larita's website.
I have an idea. So because you guys are sponsors of our podcast, I think we should do a ticket giveaway.
We could do that.
Like as a promotion. You know,
absolutely.
If you want.
They're selling out. They don't want to go anywhere.
I know. But I'm thinking if there's some to promote, like that's a great thing to offer to listeners.
Yeah, and we could do that.
We could do some contest.
Yes.
Right?
That's a good way for the winery.
A cupcake contest.
To have people coming. Yeah.
Why don't we get the winery to pay for the tickets?
The winery's beautiful.
Let's get the winery to pay for the tickets. What do you think of that? All right. So Larita Winery in New Jersey. Yeah. All right.
And the place is beautiful. I don't know if anybody been there, but it's gorgeous.
So if anybody from
Larita Winery is listening.
It
looks like you're in California with the big vineyards.
Let's see. Do we have a name?
I've been there.
We're looking on the website for Larita Winery. I'm going to call out whoever the owner is and say, you need to give us a call. Because Randy?
Yeah, really.
They work
nice
with them. Why wouldn't you just ask?
I'm just saying, I think that the winery would love to sponsor a couple tickets of this. This is a good idea. It's a really good idea.
So you do stuff at your bakery?
We do.
Okay. Because...
What kind of events do you have?
I want to go
smaller
do that.
Groups that we do. We do birthdays all the time, almost every weekend.
Is it in Ewing or?
No, Princeton.
Princeton.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we've done bachelorette things. We do stuff for like Girl Scouts. All types of stuff.
All age groups.
They're always coming in, all age groups. Usually from maybe 3 up, because when they're younger than 3, it's kind of hard.
It seems like it would get crowded in there.
Yeah.
It does. We try to do it earlier in the morning before it gets really crazy and busy on the weekends. We got to do it early Saturday or Sunday.
It's usually, early Saturday or Sunday.
Because by 12, 1 o'clock, it just starts getting too crazy in there and it gets a little too...
You know what? I was there at like 1 o'clock at night at House of Cupcakes.
You guys open that late?
No. We're open till 10 o'clock.
No, it was... I thought I was there way later than that.
No, it's usually 10 we
close. No, we close at 10.
It was bumping.
It was a long day.
I was not the only one. I was not the only one in that
Ivy. That night started at the Ivy.
Couldn't believe. I was like, this is the place to go. I had no idea.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? That a podcast recording at the bakery
is
in order.
That's what I was hoping.
What do you think of that? That's a good idea,
close
isn't
up
it?
The front and the window. We set it all up.
Right?
Good to go.
People can come by. We can have people coming in.
I want to do this so bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
What
do you think? It's a good idea, isn't it?
It's a great idea.
You like this idea?
I'm going to eat a lot.
See that? If I threw out 3 or 4 ideas during this podcast, one would stick.
Yeah.
I think this one's our winner.
Would that have to be after Lent, though?
Yeah, after Lent. Lent. It's got to be after Lent. I need to get back on
sugar.
That
will do bacon cupcakes for you.
Oh, I love that idea. Yeah.
Because right. We do a bacon, lot of bacon.
Donuts. You don't like this
You're
idea?
You're shaking the microphone around and it sounds really bad.
Oh, is it really? Oh, I don't have my headphones in. I can't hear it.
That's why I realized. I was like, oh, I was like, why does he
we
keep doing that?
We need more arms in yes. here, the microphones. But I realized I just fixed all the
or
mics.
Or taller microphones.
Yes, either way. I know.
I know. And I'm not, you know, I'm not as tall as these guys.
How tall are you guys?
I'm leaning in.
About 6'6".
Yeah, I'm a little bit like 6'6", 6'6" and a half.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a little taller than me. And our little guy's about, he's only 6'1". He's 14.
Oh, the little guy. The little guy is 6'1".
What's his name?
Riot.
Oh, my God, I love that.
That's awesome.
Because we're always like, oh, I love Ronnie Ruby.
Yeah, well, we named the kids, too. We didn't tell anybody. Like, we told them we didn't know what we were naming them.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't want to hear any flack from anybody.
Right.
So we just named them, and that's it. And you know what? Nobody had a problem. Not one person said anything.
Now, do you get any flack in school? When you write your name, do people like, that can't be
not
your
really
real
like,
name. Like,
that,
they think
you know,
you're messing with them?
Yeah, like, for the first week or two, like, is that really your name? And then I'm like, yes. They're like, no. I'm like, yes. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they kind of get it, I guess. But
it's not like a dorky name. Like, it's a cool name. Like,
yeah,
Rage.
Like,
that is like...
Most people we say, like, oh, that's cool. I wish I had a cool name like that.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we just, I don't know, we just, me and my wife just said, hey, let's just do it. And she was like, you know, that's fine. That's
you know, they
fine.
Picked it, and then I got to be the one to explain it all the time, so.
You have to live with it.
Yeah, exactly. But,
and especially my little guy, he spells it out, because everyone calls him, it'll call him Ryan.
Ryan.
He said, what's your name, Riot? And then, oh, Ryan? Oh, he's like, Ryan, no, yeah. R-I-O-T. He spells it all the time. That's but like amazing. I said, it's just very
what
like.
What inspired that?
I don't know. Yeah. Just one of those, like, we, you know, I think we grew up watching those. What was that crazy show? It was always on, American Gladiators?
I remember American Gladiators.
You know, they would shoot people with the tennis balls and all that crazy stuff.
Wasn't
and the guys
Joe Theismann, former quarterback, hosted that for a while.
Somebody did, and
no,
they always had these names like, you know.
With American Ninja Warrior.
You're right. I think you're right. Yep, I think you're right.
But this was like, you know, there was these big jacked up wrestling guys, and they were pushing people through walls, and, you know, they always had these names like Thunder, and I always said, we got to name the kids something cool, because they're probably going to be big.
I'm thinking those were TV names. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, they are. But we said, you know what, why not bring it into reality?
But you've already got it. Right, you already got it. So that's it. Next step.
But no one cares. I mean, you know, everybody said, because there's, you know,
I think
it's not like 100 years ago where there was like John and Betty. And now, you know, the names are just kind of whatever now.
Yeah.
What about middle name? Do you have a middle name?
My middle name is Thaddeus.
Thaddeus?
Yeah.
That's a strong name.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a name that you're like, wow, you're way smarter than everybody else that you're talking
well,
to.
It's St. Jude's last name. That's why. So
you guys.
And then my little guy's Blaze is his other name. Is his middle name.
Blaze, yeah.
That's all. Awesome.
Riot Blaze.
Yeah, that's awesome. Riot Blaze. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to get to the store to record a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
I love this idea.
And call Lorita Winery.
Oh, yeah. Let Lorita Winery know. We could do one there, too.
Yeah. Have you ever been,
Kristen? Definitely for that.
Oh, my God. It's so nice.
Did you do an event there?
Have you ever been there?
No.
No, I would just go with my friends.
We practically
it's amazing.
There
like
now.
I said, the first time I went there years ago, and I was like, I expected all other wineries to look like that.
There's
and
like,
it's just, I mean, it's stunning. They built the whole building. It's huge. It's built out of all reclaimed wood.
It was like a couple barns that they found.
Because Randy, the one owner, he's in construction, and the place is just stunning.
It's beautiful, up on a hill.
It's beautiful.
I want to talk to Randy because they should be a part of this sponsorship with the podcast.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, I think that's the idea that there's a great Jersey winery that's partnered with you guys, it's a huge thing. And you know, people think they have to travel and they don't.
I mean, beautiful.
You think about New Egypt in New Jersey. Anybody from north to south is within an hour and a half of that winery.
Because it's about 45 minutes from here in Ewing. So I mean it's not too far.
So if you are in North Jersey, you're not talking about more than an hour and a half of traveling.
No.
Heading down
no.
the turnpike, get to 195.
And they do a big food truck event every month. Like, you're talking 40 food. We're doing a bacon fest there in April.
With fire trucks.
Bacon fest in
and
April.
Fire pits. And they have
fire
probably about, I'm guessing about 50
music.
Fire pits, live music.
So you've been there. You've done this.
Yeah, because it's fire pits and live music
and
food trucks.
Can you talk to Randy? Like, I think Randy.
I'll get you information.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Because I think that's a great partnership.
Because Nancy
for us.
Runs all the events here, so we're very familiar with your information.
They are in the heart of our listening area for New Jersey. 101.5.
Absolutely.
These are the guys.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea that, again, I think people have this idea they've got to leave to go mm-hmm. do something cool.
Yeah.
You don't.
There's plenty in Jersey. Plenty in Jersey.
I mean, even
there's
plenty
a ton to do
plenty
in Jersey.
Do.
But even the parking, too. They even shuttle, like, people park out in this big field and they have shuttle buses. They bring everybody right in. They're constantly buses and, like, wagons.
So they must
pull
do
in.
Weddings.
Oh, yeah. They're
crazy
weddings.
Right? Crazy weddings.
I think they cap out at 150 or something.
Yeah, so, they have weddings all the time there.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because we
Oh my God, I wanted to go. There's, it's really cool place. You will be blown away when you go because they have a big like.
It looks like something like in the Napa Valley or something when you get out there.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
And then they have like a really second stunning. Floor that overlooks
Jersey.
It.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's really cool.
All right, I'm in.
And they're good people too. They really are.
And all a right, patio super sweet. That overlooks.
Yeah, it's a great idea because I think we can go beyond just you know the promotion of one event. I mean, that's the kind of partnership that we look for because it. Like people, it is true. People will move to Jersey and they're not sure. They think of the Jersey Shore, but then they start thinking Philly and New York. They don't think about being in Jersey. And I've said places like Princeton, it's a legit downtown where you could spend months. I mean, I live there. I still haven't been to every place.
Yeah,
yeah. Princeton's gorgeous.
You know, great town. Crazy.
It is.
It's a great town. You got a couple towns like that. Right? Like Bordentown is a town that's thriving right now and growing, right?
Yeah.
And, Westfield, Ridgewood, places like that.
Even though a lot of people in Princeton, they'll drop their teenagers off there.
Yeah.
They'll drop them off at like 1 and they'll pick them up at 8 because they know it's a safe, cool place. And like groups of kids come in. They're the most polite. You know, it's not like
there's
they're
a
trying
movie theater.
To. What's that?
There's a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right in town. The,
yeah, a little right movie theater. Princeton's awesome. We've been there 10 years now.
Yes.
It's fantastic because I don't like going to the movies because it's a whole process and, you know, it's. But the Garden Theater is right there in town. So we live close enough, we can almost walk.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved further away, but it's a great spot, really.
Yeah, and we get to see a lot of Princeton, you know, with deliveries.
Not to jump subjects, but I'm just noticing. Is that your chapstick?
Yeah.
We had a whole discussion about chapstick, that people are addicted to chapstick.
Oh, no.
And you don't think you
Did
need
you
it?
Did you know that?
He has it. He has like two on him all the time. All the time.
Oh,
and
here's
look
how weird.
Wait a minute. Their lips are.
I speak like I know what I'm talking about. Now, why is the wrapping off?
Mine I always peel white. Them off.
So do I.
It's just annoying because it like
Isn't
I always peel it, and then there's a little piece at the top, and it bothers me, so I just rip it off. And
all right, so Kristen, you have chapstick with you.
I do.
I have a car chapstick in every
do you
car.
You carry chapstick?
Me too.
I don't have it on.
I keep
me,
one in my car.
So you're not addicted
it.
Then.
I, Rage, I keep one in my car.
Really?
But usually just for him because if we take my car, then he gets annoyed. So we have to have one.
Am I the only weird one that carries mouthwash
you just
everywhere?
Have so many things that you're just pulling out of all your pockets.
I know. It's almost. It's why I need the vest.
Like, you don't have a wallet, though.
I have no wallet. I don't carry a wallet. I
don't either.
See, no. That's why Ron and I, so like, weird. Separated at birth. That's it. He just, you know, he has the big, strong, tall jeans.
Yeah.
Are you really 6'6?
Yeah.
Wow. So you carry no wallet?
No.
Chapstick? Mouthwash?
No.
All right, see, I do that because I'm always talking to people.
Yeah.
I
keep the wallet in the car, too, because I'm going to lose it, because I've lost it, like, twice,
That's
and I'm like,
problem.
No.
This is why I don't carry a wallet.
You can carry, like, Listerine strips. They're, like, a lot smaller. Yeah.
Ah,
same effect.
Yeah.
It's so
one
convenient.
Day he's going to be standing there, it's going to be leaking out. Like, what the heck? And is
That's
is
happened.
That, yeah, I'm sure it has.
Well, it's not a bad thing. You're still going to smell good.
You smell good. You're like, wow, minty fresh. Who's that guy walking around? But the chapstick thing, I've read articles about people literally getting addicted, so your body gets dependent on it. But then how do you break it?
Oh, really?
Well,
yes.
Wait, I didn't hear about that article.
No, that
I will share. Look at
that.
That's what's happening to me. I literally, I'm every
Your body
five
is now
minutes,
dependent.
10 minutes, I'm constantly putting it on. It's one of those things, and I tell Bill this all the time. It's when someone asks me what's the one item that you would have on you if you were stranded on an island, it would be chapstick. Mm-hmm. I can't live without it.
Wouldn't be food?
If
I only use it like twice a day. Maybe twice a day.
Well, it would be cupcakes.
He's an item. I get it. Outside of food and water.
Yeah.
If I were stranded on a cupcake,
because he's a stickler in the winter.
It would need the House of Cupcakes. On
you
the
need
island.
Cupcakes. Jessica would bring cupcakes.
Yeah, there you go. All you need.
So we'd have cupcakes
That's
and
all
chapstick.
You need.
That's all you need.
Good to go. What else do you need? A little water, maybe. No, but the mouthwash thing, people look at me really. I think they think that I'm
Well, that's
drinking
your business,
job.
Though.
Right. I'm always talking
I mean,
to
you're
people.
Talking to people.
If you're,
you know.
Up, if you're talking to someone, some people are closer talkers than others. And, like, when you smell someone's coffee, like, coffee smells delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee from an hour ago on somebody's breath. Not delicious.
Well, coffee breath is not good.
No,
coffee,
not, good.
Not good.
So
Who
I started carrying
Call
mouthwash.
Them out.
But I think
I know, I
was
here,
like,
here's what
I'm
happened.
Trying
this,
to calculate.
There have been some meetings, and all of a sudden I'm like, "What do you do? I can't be rude. Do I do this? Do I walk away? Do I turn away?
Yeah.
No, you just suck it up." So here's what my takeaway was: I don't want to project that onto somebody else. So not only do I carry mouthwash, but I learned when I was in the Marines for inspection. We would swallow some of the mouthwash because your breath really comes from your stomach and what you're eating and everything else. And I got used to that. I know it's probably not good for you, but I do it. And I wonder how many people think I'm drinking on the job.
Oh, you always like swallow all of it?
Just a little bit. I don't put enough. Like, just a little bit. Well, I think it's good for
you. That's all right.
But I think it's better than
it's tough in my stomach. Yeah, that's it's fine.
Smell. I'd rather have. Oh, go ahead.
Do you get the whitening kind?
No.
Right.
No, because I think there are weird chemicals in that.
Yeah.
But like the regular scope. Or Listerine. What? I don't know what's in the whitening. I don't know what's in the whitening mouthwash, right?
Okay, I don't know.
Well, there are certain ones that you can swallow. Wait, like, this is just your regular green mouthwash. I think it's perfectly safe.
That's the same.
Now, do you refill them?
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
I was going to say, because you're not buying all those minis.
No, I'm not. I'm way too cheap for that. I buy the big bottle.
It's got
a gallon-o green mint mouthwash from, like, Sam's or something else, and I fill it up once a week.
That's funny.
I remember, like, fifth grade, I went to Catholic school, and girls were in trouble in the bathroom for swallowing mouthwash. And I was like, what is that? Like, what does that mean?
Well, it's funny you say that because there's a weird thing going on.
It's alcohol, right?
Yes, there's alcohol in it. Kids, do you know what they're doing now? Listen to this.
Oh, no.
They're drinking vanilla extract.
I heard that.
Before school.
Yeah.
Why?
To get drunk, because it's, who knew vanilla extract is like 60 proof?
What?
Yeah, look it up. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, when we bake, you can smell it.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. We go through a lot of it. Yeah, we use a lot of it.
No idea there's booze in it. No. I didn't know vanilla extract. Maybe all of it doesn't. So it's vanilla extract. And what was the other one? There was one other extract that they're drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, so are we going to see an upswing in vanilla cupcake sales?
There you go.
You may, actually. You may. No, what's the other one? There was another extract. I did a whole report on this. Anyway, who knew that there was alcohol in it? Like, there was a whole discussion of.
Got to watch those bakers.
Right,
but it's nasty stuff to drink. You know, I've tried a little bit just to see what it tastes like. It's brutal, it's
disgusting.
Yeah, because I remember when I was little, you put a little bit on your pinky, and you touch with your tongue, and it tastes like gas.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's really good.
You know, it tastes great in small amounts, but concentrated, it's nasty. Just like most of the flavorings are horrible like that.
Not together, but together when they're all mixed.
Then it's fine. Yeah, once you in moderation, like one drop per gallon is fine, but.
That's the takeaway.
But any of the extracts are just nasty. Like
that's
straight
the takeaway
up.
From the
especially
podcast.
Mint,
everything
too. Mint
in moderation
is nasty.
Is fine.
That's it.
Everything in moderation, especially the
that's
extract.
True.
Mint extract?
Yeah, mint is nasty,
maybe
too.
That's the one.
Well, that one's nasty, too.
Wait.
Well, they're probably all nasty, but I know that one, too, is really bad.
Carry on.
It's going to start. They're going to put warning labels on the shelves at Costco now, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right?
Because they sell it in the quart bottle. We get it in the gallons.
Yes. Vanilla extract. Listen to this. 35% alcohol.
Wow.
Think about that.
Is that even alcohol? That's like a super alcohol.
Right? But they're pouring it in coffee.
I wonder how that tastes.
There's no way that tastes good.
Everyone in the room just went,
no,
maybe.
Yeah, but it's too much. Like, if you get drunk on that, you put way too much. Yeah. It still just tastes
like that. We get the bottles we use on the truck for vanilla flavor, but it's like one pump per. Right. But it's not extract.
No, it's like a syrup.
It's way watered down from that. That's just.
Listen to this. Listen to this. So vanilla extract, 35%. Mint extract, 89% alcohol.
Yeah, that's
Sorry. Pure peppermint extract.
Yeah, that's the nasty one.
Yeah, we do.
That's
the
nasty one.
It's 89% alcohol.
Yeah,
that's
but I mean,
nasty.
It's really you're strong. Putting like two or three drops in like
that's
a you know, five
that
quarts of icing.
Tastes good, though.
No, but it tastes good spread out, not in.
Okay.
Not see, if I had known, I would have brought it. You could have done shots of extract. I would have brought it in for you today.
Now I'm down a whole rabbit
next
hole.
Next time I come in,
now
we'll
I'm into
bring
Jägermeister is that's what they compare it to.
Well, peppermint schnapps is like I don't know
that's
something
like
people do drink.
Something.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Rumpelmintz is higher than that. I think it's like 40.
Rumpelmintz.
So that's not pure peppermint like extract.
What's that? I'm sorry.
That's not pure peppermint extract like Rumpelmintz.
No. That's an alcohol.
Yeah.
I think that's 80 proof, so it's what 40% by alcohol. Rumpelmintz, I think
they have it at the Ivy.
Do they really?
Yes.
I love the Ivy.
I know.
So that's what
you guys
people
get
probably
to the Ivy much? I mean, probably not. Right?
Probably not. We just
time,
you know.
So yeah.
Usually when we're done, we're out.
Do you feel like you need to lock up your vanilla extract now?
We might have. Well, it's in the back, so.
It's not over the.
But we could probably promote the sales of cupcakes. They'll think they're getting something they're really not.
Yeah, there you go.
What's funny is, like, did you even think of that? Like, how many years you're walking down the spice aisle in the supermarket, or you're using it to bake or cook? You didn't think about there's alcohol in it.
No.
Kids will always find a way. That's my takeaway.
I think most people just know it tastes good.
And most of the time, we actually do icing with it, and it's not really baked off either.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Do you do any whiskey cake?
We do.
Do you?
We do Fireball.
Whiskey cake.
Really? Tell me about the whiskey cake.
Beer cake. Everything.
Jack Daniels.
Because I love whiskey cake.
Yeah. The Fireball one's good. We do that one for people.
Oh, my God.
We don't sell it on the shelf.
Just cake cupcakes in the. No, that you brought.
No, but I will next time.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we bake. It bakes well in the cake and the icing.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
You should have to be careful selling it in the icing. You know, that's kind of like
Why?
Special order. Well, because then it's
diluted.
Alcoholic. You know, because it and bakes off in the cake.
Well, that's it. Now, does that require any kind of special permit, or is there?
We
like
don't
a
normally
tolerance?
Sell that
we
for. Like,
yeah.
we'll do it for people. We can't really just sell it on the
cake
shelf
is,
like that.
You know, you could get away
the
with
the cakes.
That,
we do. We do champagne.
Like
bakes
off from a cupcake, though.
No.
Right?
It's just, well, I guess,
but I guess
still,
if you order 2 dozen and you eat all of them, I guess.
I think you got bigger problems if you eat 2 dozen.
Yeah,
cupcakes.
I know.
You
yeah.
got way bigger problems than the potential of being buzzed off the icing, right?
Because then the kids are like, oh, we'll get cupcakes then instead of the extract. There you right. go.
But
the
you beer, had anything to drink today, Sarah? No. Literally, I just binged on cupcakes.
But we'll do beer cupcakes. And it actually tastes like we do Corona ones. We usually try the darker stouts because the flavor just hangs out in the cake
that's
better.
That's good.
And it works out really, you can really, really taste just like it.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone in the family have a total sweet tooth? Or like when you get home, like say, hey, what do you want to have for dessert tonight, honey? Let's have cupcakes.
Not really. I mean, you see them so much, but we still like the new ones. We all have
we
our
still
favorites,
try
though.
What's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Mine's probably chocolate filled. It looks like kind of a Hostess one. Mm. That one I like, and I always eat it upside down.
Cinnamon bun. That's a new one. Cinnamon
really?
Bun. Yeah, really good. Really
but
good.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We're sharing a mic over here, so yeah. It's a little awkward.
Well, now, if you could tell Lou, sorry, now we need 5 mics, not 4.
Hanging mics.
And some
yeah.
more arms.
Who
and
comes more arms.
Arms.
Exactly.
That's true. Who comes up with the new ideas for the cupcakes? Is it like a...
Really anybody?
Yeah.
Everywhere from people who work there to customers to mm-hmm. candy bars.
And then it's just like an
accessory
on
a shelf.
There, right?
Or we'll just see a candy bar and I'll just
buy it. Usually we can make
it
and we'll try it out like a...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Because if you've never done it before, you have to experiment, right?
And yeah.
Like peanut butter and jelly we did. And we were like, oh, that's going to be great. Sold like 3. It was
really?
And then
bad.
We bring it back. It
and
sells
then we brought
well.
It back again.
Mm-hmm. Then it sells really well and then it dies. Well, it kind of goes in waves. But then there's certain ones that we always have to have. That's kind of how we evolved to 60.
Yeah.
Because we started with 24, I think, 60. When we first opened.
Yeah. Wow.
Think about how many cupcakes.
60 available every day?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Okay. And we don't run out.
How many cupcakes a day do you think you make?
A lot.
Well, I know, yeah.
A lot.
It's got to be thousands.
Thousands,
wow.
yeah.
I would think. It's a lot.
Constantly running through the oven, like
constantly
coming out.
It's a constant
flow. How long is the process for a cupcake? It cooks for 20 minutes?
About 15.
Hour?
He's not talking 15. To
microphone. Oh, am I not on microphone? I'm just look, forget podcast. I really am interested in the cupcake.
It's about 15.
Yeah.
Then it's got to cool. So
and then
I don't
it's
know, 40,
cool
45 minutes
and,
before
you know,
it's ready.
Like Ruthie, Bill's also like, I can do that.
Bill's going to whip out the bass.
That I know I can't do.
But she's always been like that. We just kind of do things,
yeah.
and we don't really think about them too much.
So what's your most popular?
Probably red velvet, believe it or not.
Mm,
red velvet.
Not my personal favorite. I thought it was kind of, but people just love it.
Yeah, they
do
love
a lot
it.
Of people eat it like, well, you eat it upside down. Do they like take off half?
Everybody
and
has a method. They
top.
Make sandwiches.
That's my
they
way.
Eat upside
I love
down.
The sandwich one, yeah.
Some will do a fork.
Rip
Wait,
half.
You mentioned sandwich and Bill's face turned. You've never seen that.
Yeah, you rip half the bottom off and stick it on top.
A ton of people. They take it, they rip half the bottom cupcake
right.
off, and they make a sandwich, squish it down, and they
it's
eat
amazing.
It like that.
It's
that's
the best,
that's the best way.
It's a good ratio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
Yes.
I like watching toddlers eat cupcakes because they just lick off all the icing and then leave
I'm
the rest
not much
there.
Different than a toddler. things, so. Wow, the sandwich cupcake. That's brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
I'd love to say that was
did
my idea, but I don't think so.
You're like, have you ever heard of that? Like, I just asked them if they did that or not.
I am just fascinated by it because it never occurred to me.
Are you going
to
try it now?
Yeah, of course. I'm not eating cupcakes properly. I had no idea.
Did you give up sweets for Lent or something?
After Lent.
I gave up sugar.
Oh, no.
Sugar, flour.
Oh,
and
wow.
here I gave up any kind of breakfast sausage, bacon. So I was eating it every day.
And drinking beer.
No, I can drink beer in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, the beer is still okay.
In the morning.
Beer is still okay.
So
only in the morning.
What's
in
your go-to beer?
That's a good question. I love Dogfish Head, the IPAs, and Flying Fish is great. If I'm ordering out, I will always order whatever the strongest IPA is because I think that beer should have a strong taste to it. What about you?
Probably Guinness.
See, I don't love the darker beers.
I think like the dark ones.
Like Guinness beef stew.
Do you have Guinness cupcakes?
We do.
Oh, that's
can,
the thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yum.
I would try that.
Yeah.
I would try that.
I make beef ribs with Guinness.
Really?
Wait,
beef ribs
are really good.
How do you do
Guinness.
That? Tell me about the beef. Tell me about the beef.
Green egg. It was on the green egg recipe. I have a green egg, and it was just a recipe, and it called for Guinness. And I was like, this can't be bad. It was awesome.
That's every
they
what,
were good, right?
Christmas?
Yeah. Usually every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving or Christmas, yeah.
I try some different crazy
beef
barbecue
ribs are
thing.
Great,
beef ribs.
Yeah, you
expensive.
Just can't get them around here.
But good.
It's hard to get them.
Because they're so expensive.
I know.
I know. You know, they'll charge like $20 a pop, a rib for them, if that's what they would have to charge here, because they're so expensive.
But they're huge too. But
that's
but
why you know Texas, they sell them all over the place. Not around here.
Mm-hmm. Not here. Yeah. No,
they're just too pricey.
We got the inn. We get them at Restaurant Depot. Yeah,
where we go to. Yeah, they sell the big rack of them.
Quality racks.
How do I get that deal? I need to work on that. Let's see. I want to buy a restaurant just so I can have the access to the
There you go.
I get access for you anytime you want.
Yeah.
Thanks, just Ron. Tell us. I'm going to take you up on that.
Anytime.
The beef ribs are so good.
Whatever you need.
And you're right. You know what is hard to find out here? Pork shoulder. Like or the smoked shoulder ham. They don't always have it.
They have all that.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm sure. Right. It's
they have some meat there. I don't even know what it was. I had to look it up.
Well, it's probably like a 10,000 square foot walk-in fridge, all full of everything. Just
where is this?
Well, Restaurant Depot in...
We go to the one right here in Langhorne.
Yeah. In Langhorne,
it's only a half hour from here.
That sounds like a road trip. All right. Are we out of time? We probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm way over. All right. Guys, thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
Really thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Great to have you. This will... we're talking to you now. It's I don't know when this is happening.
Like two weeks
from now?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago? 2 weeks from now.
Two weeks from now. Yeah.
All right. Make sure you go visit House of Cupcakes. They're on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. What's the website, guys?
Houseofcupcakes.com.
Houseofcupcakes.com. That's and you're us. In Saudi Arabia?
We're in Saudi Arabia.
Princeton. Where else?
East Brunswick and Clifton.
Outstanding. Well, thank you guys, and we appreciate you being sponsors of this podcast. And the wedding podcast is really getting a lot of traction. People are we had no idea when we started this how many people were interested in talking about weddings.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Like everybody's either
big business.
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
It's huge. It's unbelievable. All right, so follow Kristen at Producer Kristen on Twitter. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt. Follow me at Bill Spadia, and we'll be back with you in a week. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family. Independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, T
Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.